Hello and welcome to PharmD Unscripted, where we inspire you, educate you, and guide you to write the prescription for your life. I am Dr. Bree.
And I am Dr. Laquita J.
We are your hosts of this lovely podcast. So without further ado, let's get unscripted. Hey, PharmD Unscripted listeners. This week, we want to encourage, motivate, and challenge you to know your PharmD worth. I have talked to quite a few pharmacists over the past couple of weeks, and a lot of people want to land new positions or they have some career goals that they really want to pursue and obtain in the year 2020. So we thought this would be a really great discussion to have with you guys. And I know that it can be very discouraging looking for and at other positions where you may have not completed a residency program, or you may have. You aren't board certified in a specific area, filling out so many job applications, not hearing anything back. Or you could even be landing interviews but not actually being offered the job. So a lot of times people tend to say their PharmD degree is lacking power.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do continue to say they have lacking power. And that's why I always say pharmacy is unlimited if you are. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the things I think that is missing from us, that we don't take enough risk and we get into this comfort level, or we put ourselves in a box because, oh, I'm so afraid of stepping outside that box. So I also wanted to share with you guys that, of course, you know, I started a new job where I'm a clinical prior authorization pharmacist for a PBM company. So every week we'll get like a welcome email of the new members they hired. I say new team members. So there's an email we received this week was congratulating the newest member of our team. Now, he was a May 2019 graduate with experience in veterinary pharmacy, who is now a clinical prior authorization pharmacist. And I'm looking like, that's amazing. And I know pharmacists who have been practicing for more than 2 years, like in retail, and they think, oh, I gotta have this done, I gotta have that done, and because I don't have enough experience, or I'm not qualified enough, or this, I need this certification, or I only have retail experience. It's like this young man had only veterinary experience. Now, granted, I don't know what his rotations were like during his P4 year, but apparently it was something to the point where he landed a clinical job.
Right, especially straight out of pharmacy school. That's wonderful.
Yes, it really is. And it made me wonder, like, what is it? Why do pharmacists do that? Why we feel like we have to always limit ourselves because we don't have these qualifications? Why we always have to feel like, oh, I'm not good enough because I don't possess this? I mean, what was in this young man's life? Like he said, hey, I mean, after graduating, he didn't even do retail. He worked for a veterinarian. Like, come on now. Just yeah. Saying, like, to me, it's like he didn't work with humans. Mm-hmm. And he got a clinical pharmacist job.
Yeah.
What's holding you back? I talk to so many people who feel like, oh, I'm stuck in retail, I gotta have something to do. It's like, no, what do you really want? Because what I really realized that people sit here and chase the dollar. And it's like, no, chase your worth, not the dollar.
Right. Yes. And so even though the job market is pretty saturated, and I would say there appears to be, to the naked eye, a shortage of movement, or that you have to go and do a residency or fellowship or get all these board certifications to really do what you want to do. That's just, it's not always true. It's a, yes, it does help you, but then I talk to people that have residencies and they're still having issues trying to find jobs too. So really, mm-hmm. We want to help you to discover what you can do with your PharmD and the steps that you have to take to get into another position if that's what your goal is. So the first thing that I say is stop limiting yourself to only positions that you have had vast experience in. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you only have experience in a certain area, it's really easy to kind of like tailor your resume to exactly what you did. That is good, but you also want to put in some of the things that you may not even have thought of like putting, such as, do you run clinics? That should be in there. How did you make the clinic? What kind of budgets did you manage with the clinic? Because see, those are the type of skills that other professions or other jobs may look at. You don't want to just say like, I do counsel patients. That's good that you know drug interactions. But if you're really looking to branch out, you kind of have to look at a job posting, see what they're looking for, and then also think back in your pharmacy career, community service that you do, and look at some of the things that you do and try to match it to a job listing so that you can branch out. Because if it's too just like pharmacy-ish, like then it's gonna be like, oh well, they just work here in this particular sector. So you kind of have to diversify your skills, and that's what it means when you diversify them. It opens the doors for other opportunities. So that's what I would say. Not necessarily just like lie or say you did something that you didn't do, but this is the thing too, you can always learn how to do something. So whether you have looked up online how to do stuff, try to start gaining experiences doing something different so that you can have that to put on your resume.
Yes, and like you said, volunteer. Nothing is off limits. Like include every single thing you do, even if it's not pharmacy related. If you sit there, have a good friend and you help that friend with her marketing, put that on there. You'll be surprised of what people look at is how, well, I say what diversifies your resume. The second thing I would say is apply for positions even if you don't feel like you have the necessary minimal experiences or qualifications for, still apply. I remember Dr. Washington, the founder of Pharmtainment, she was episode number 7. Please take a listen to that, because with her, she had a career change and she said she applied to positions that she didn't even qualify for, and she recommended that people should do that because you're limiting yourself if you don't. I know me personally, I remember in undergrad there was a position and I knew I would love it. It was to be a youth counselor, and I know I didn't make the GPA requirement, but I still applied and I still got the job. So I will say that even now, yes, I have, you know, this position, whatever. However, I do feel like if I see a position that it truly aligns with how I want to use my MPH degree, I'm going to apply for it. And no, I don't have any experience in necessarily like public health how they want me to have it, but I'm sure I have other things on my resume that shows I do, just based off my volunteer experience I do currently now. So I would definitely say that.
Yeah, I agree. And this is another thing too that I found out, that basically job postings are wish lists for the hiring manager. So that's just something that they wish for the candidate to have, and not something that's always necessarily something you must have. It's not really concrete. It's kind of a little bit more flowy. So you just have to put yourself out there and do it. So the next point I want to make is you want to look at what you do have instead of focusing on what you lack or that you don't have. And this is easy to do because when you're seeing some of these postings, it can look overwhelming. Like, well, I didn't do this. I didn't have that. Well, what do you have where you can bring an element that nobody else can bring? Whether that's how you connect with patients, whether that's how you give presentations, whether that, like, you have to not look at things like certifications, or yes, that's important and it can be helpful, but at the same time, you can get a lot of stuff, but if you're not able to translate it well in a job,
it's just like the perfect example. I always say, like, it's who you know will get you through the door, but what you know to keep you there. And if you don't know, like, you can sit here and say, hey, I have this certification, that education, this and that, but if you don't know how to apply that and produce results, you're no value to the organization or company.
Right, exactly. So definitely you just have to focus on what you do have. You may not have everything, but I know one thing. I said, well, I know what I do have, and look, this is what you're going to get with me, blase, blase, blase. And that ends up to work very well because you're confident and you know your area of expertise and what you can do.
And you also, and employers also see that you know your weaknesses. And at the same time, too, it's like what you don't know, you can look up. I mean, tell me a pharmacist who does not look up. Even if you're in retail, you come across a medication you don't know, but you're like, oh, I ain't know about this medication. Let me look it up. Like, you do it all the time. So tell them, I may not know the answer, but I can find out. Don't feel you're inadequate because you don't have the education experience. You better know how to finesse that. Exactly. So, which brings me into you know how you have to know how to brand yourself and constantly rebrand yourself. What is your skills? Are your goals? And for me, I typically do that at least every quarter of the year. I'm always figuring out, okay, this is work. This is not working for my brand. That's because Laquita Johnson is a brand. I truly believe in that. And I try to make sure everything I'm doing reflects to the brand, especially if it's something in public. I will say that. So you always have to know how to rebrand yourself. And speaking of that, like, there's a link I can for you where this lady, actually, she's one of my sorority sisters I know. I actually know her. I'll say this lady. She does a challenge called 31 Days of Branding. And you'll be surprised at just different things you can do. It's so many people out here talking about personal branding. And speaking of branding, just a shameless plug. Dr. Bree, tell them about your services.
I am helping pharmacists rebrand themselves and find alternative careers in pharmacy or outside of pharmacy, really concentrating and finding what you want to do and how to get there. So the services that I'm offering, I'm going to do resume revamping. I can look over resumes, give suggestions, and also just creating an action plan and a strategic plan for how to get from where your current position is to what you want in your new future position and the things that are important to you to try to get you the things that are non-negotiable for you. So that is the service that I will be offering.
And can they reach you?
And they can reach me on LinkedIn at Breanne, which is B-R-E-E, capital A-N-N-E, last name Roberts. And you can just send me a message and I will have my website coming up soon. But yeah, so, and I can explain more about the services and everything, but this is what I'm passionate about, trying to help pharmacists reinvent themselves and find a career that is more meaningful to them, that's more empowering, and where you can really have a better work-life balance. So yes, that is my newest project.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's great. And I would say, even for me, if you're looking for someone, you're looking for a personal brand and how you can use what you got, a little bit, use what you got to get what you want, I'm that person too. Like, I'm really big on personal branding, and I know I can share a wealth of knowledge. I can put you there to those places, connect you to those people as well. It's just like, that's the thing what we do. I feel like you just have to constantly rebrand yourself and brand yourself. And if you need help, please reach out to me. You can find me on typically all social media platforms like Dr. Breanne. I'm LinkedIn, Dr. Laquita Johnson. Or you can just email me in my email, or you can email PharmDUnscripted. So @gmail.com, or you can do our personal emails. It's whatever. Just let us know. We're here to help you. So what other things do you suggest, Dr. Bree?
Okay, you have to start building connections. If you are just working and you're not meeting any new people, any new pharmacists, any new, just whatever you want to do, people in that career field that you're interested in, that is really hurting you. Because now, since everything is online, you're not able to really sell yourself, like your personality and everything, through your resume. And then they have these resume readers that, you know, a lot of them don't even get to an actual person. So one way that you can kind of even get around that is building personal connections. So LinkedIn is absolutely amazing, because most companies and HR hiring managers are all on LinkedIn. So one of the things that I did when I was transitioning out of retail was reaching out to people on LinkedIn and careers that I was interested in, companies that I was interested in, and finding out what the HR person or hiring manager or someone in that department, where I could ask them more questions about the company, about the different roles, and really make a connection with them. Conferences are also amazing. You should try to do at least one conference a year or every 2 years. But the more that you go to, the more connections that you can make. Don't sit around people that you already know. That's another thing. Don't sit around people you already know. Mm-hmm. You know them. Go meet someone new. Mm-hmm. Because you never know what information that somebody may share that can help you along your journey.
I actually remember when I was attending mid-year, I said this to this lady. She gave me her card, whatever, and I exchanged her my card. Of course, mid-year is for residency. So apparently, I guess the first rounds went on and they didn't select a resident. So she personally emailed me. It was like, Laquita, you want to apply for this position? Just someone I met at a workshop doing mid-year conference. Wow. Exchange business cards. You never know who will give you that opportunity.
You
just
don't.
Put yourself out there and just talk. And it's definitely networking is definitely a power. But I also say to add to that, you have to do that's kind of thing with personal branding. You just have to do that self-assessment and look at yourself and say, okay, when it all boils down to, you really have to know your value proposition. And that's basically, like Dr. Bree said, what do you do that no one else can do? How do you summarize your experiences and your expertise and your uniqueness? For me, I know on my cover letters, for my resume, I always put like my value proposition is I have X amount of years of experience in pharmacy, X amount experience in leadership. Any kind of skill set that I know that job has, I make sure I put the how many years of experience I have doing that, whether it's directly pharmacy related or not pharmacy related. I mean, that's what you have to, that's all about how to market yourself. So definitely reach out to us, Dr. Bree. Tell them again what you're going to bring to them so they can know how you can help them. Just tell them one more time.
Right. So what I will do is we will have a brainstorming session where I will really see the things that are important to you, what you're interested in, and create a plan to help you get there. So I do that. And then also revamp your resume. I can just give you suggestions. So I have different packages for that. And so just let me know. And I will also leave my email address for you. DOCBREE16@gmail.com. My LinkedIn is Breanne Roberts, Bree, capital A-N-N-E, last name Roberts with an S. And it'll all be linked below. And what about you, Dr. Laquita J?
And yes, if you need anything with marketing, how to personal brand, I say brand yourself, work on your personal brand. I am that person. Or even you just need that, just that discovery call of how you need to get into your purpose. You can find me on LinkedIn at Laquita Johnson. I think it's Laquita Johnson, PharmD, MPH. Or you can just email me at contactme@laquitajohnson.com. Of course, the links will be below as well. So we are really here to help you guys. And you have to really know your worth because, again, I'm just going to repeat this. This guy, no, I mean, I'm not shading at all. I'm just saying, look at his story. He was amazing. 2019 graduate who got a clinical pharmacist position less than 6 months. I said within 6 months of graduating. That speaks volumes to me about that. That's a person there that knows how to market and brand themselves. And you actually have to know your worth and know your PharmD worth and know how to market that worth. So again, if you need any kind of help or anything, Dr. Bree and I, we are here to help you. So Dr. Bree, with that said, what is our jewel of the day?
So our jewel of the day is really a call to action. And we want you to make a vision for your career and what you want it to look like. Then say no to everything that isn't that. And that will mean walking away from things. That will mean getting uncomfortable and walking into the unknown. And lastly, that means knowing your worth and using the power of no.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Yes. So that's the end of our show. Just remember that you write your own prescription to your life. Don't forget that sharing is caring. So tell a colleague or a friend to come join in on the fun. Follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages at PharmDUnscripted so you can interact with us, leave feedback, share your stories, and all that goodness that social media has to offer. Well, until next time, we will see you later.